let's start with prayer. What we do in missions, we can get wrapped up in the fundraising side of it, and making sure we get people educated, making sure we get all these checks off on our reports and stuff, and lose sight of the kingdom vision that we are a part of. That's what we do, is to empower the forwarding of the kingdom globally. And let's pray. Lord, we just give thanks that you have placed us in this time in our life to be leaders missionally. So we pray that you would give us wisdom in how to communicate, that you would also give us creativity in how we do that, and reveal to us often how we are part of a beautiful picture of the kingdom of God, and how we are all linked together globally for the spreading of the kingdom past our Jerusalems, Judeas, Samarias, to the ends of the earth. And we pray this in your name. Amen. Amen. Okay. All right. Did I get my clicker from you? Okay. There we go. Thank you, John. All right. I am Kim Pearl. I am the Missouri District NMI president, and I have served 2 years. I've had no prior history until I became a missionary president on the district level. I had only loosely worked with councils just because I was a pastor. So I jumped into the deep end of the lake and started swimming fast. And everything was changing starting about 2 years ago. Lori beautifully led NMI on the district. And I still look to Lori and think, this woman, she's amazing. And so here we are. Coffee talk just means more of laid back discussion type stuff. In this, how can we make that screen a little darker?
I think it's their projector.
Is it? There's no way that these lights here.
Lights in here.
Okay. We'll go ahead and see if we can turn the lights down. And nope, that's a different one. Well, that helps. That helps. Well, is that okay with half the room? Okay, we take what we got. Okay, I want to welcome our missionaries. Last year was our first time doing the Values Conference, and I didn't have any missionaries. Granted, it was my first year. I was dealing with being a missions president and putting together a convention that was wildly different than what we had done before, and I was trying to make all of those pieces work with the values of the district. And so I thank you for filling out the evaluations, and we have what we have this year is I have three couples that are here, and we also have others who are volunteer missionaries on our district. John and Abby Carr, if you would stand and bring greetings really quick. Tell us what you're up to.
Hi, so we are headed to New Zealand in July, and what we're going to be doing there is we're going to restart a church in the South Island of New Zealand. So there's two islands, the North and the South Island. And the South Island has one Nazarene church on it. So there are on a good Sunday, there's about 10 people that go there. So usually about 6 to 10 people who attend that church. And we're going to get to restart that. And then we will also be the coordinators of church planting and development for the country. So we'll get to work with our field strategy coordinator to find 5 areas where we can potentially plant new communities of faith. So that's our
beautiful
goal. And then I'll let you
speak. Yeah, I just wanted to say hi, and we'd love to have you over at our booth. We served in Haiti as well, and we've got some purses and things that we're selling as a fundraiser for us, but we also have 2 little boys who maybe you'll see running around at some point. They're 4 and 2, so just keep us in your prayers as we journey with 2 little guys, and just that we would be able to participate more fully in God's mission.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank you. And they're super special to me because I was Abby's children's pastor a long time ago. Yeah, a long time ago. Okay. So it's really cool. I can remember whenever she was in kindergarten and God called her, or she talked about being a missionary. I don't know where in that was an exactly an aha moment, but those were just neat things. So then our other missionaries, we have Don and Evie, or Evie? Evie Gardner, if you would come up here and give us greetings today. Here you are. Sorry. Share with us a little bit.
Hi. We're from Africa, and East Africa, one of the most areas that is one of the most diverse areas as far as religion and culture, all the way from churches and outside where we do wide open crusades to where we show the Jesus film on an iPod in a private setting. And so we oversee 36 districts in 12 different countries, and that's, and then Evie is our coordinator for Work of Witness and for, well, let her tell.
The event coordinator for Africa Eastfield, and so I take care of the Work of Witness guests, and, you know, conferences and all that. And we've been on the field for 27 years, 16 of those in East Africa. He's the field strategy coordinator. And so we love serving the Lord. We have lots of stories. In fact, next March, we're trying to come back to the Missouri district. So if you would like to have us as for a deputation service, we can sign up. And but we enjoy being here. And Don just lives, his family just lives down the road, well, a few.
On the Joplin district.
Joplin district, Lebanon, Missouri. We have 3 grown girls and 6 grandkids. 3 of them are on the mission field across town in Nairobi, so that's a blessing we never thought we would have.
Wow. Okay. All beautiful. Thank you. Now, if you're going to schedule with them, you need to do that directly. So get with them at their booth today. Their missionaries have the freedom to choose however they would like to get those tours scheduled. And so they do their own, so you'll check with them. And then we have Bruce and Cinda McAuliffe's. They have a history on Missouri District. Come on up here. Yes, Cinda.
Hi. 3 years ago, we went to the Eurasia region, and on the Eurasia region, I was asked to be the coordinator for Jesus Film, for Alabaster, and Work of Witness for the region. So that's 39 countries. With Jesus Film, actually, it's only over 5 countries. It's in 2 fields, India Field and the South Asia Field. So it's Pakistan, Nepal, Bangladesh, and Sri Lanka, kind of the circle India. And so I regularly travel to India and to those countries. Last week I was in Nepal. I flew home, got home on Friday, and Monday we flew here to the U.S.
Oh my.
So that's kind of the way my travel is. And then 2 years ago I was asked to be the field strategy coordinator for the Western Mediterranean field. So I also do that, and that's the countries of Portugal, Spain, France, Italy, and we're trying to enter Greece. The Greek Evangelical, the Greek Orthodox Church controls the government, and they're very closed with giving visas, so we're struggling with that. That could be a matter of prayer. We really need that.
I work with Jesus Film to Statistics for the region, and so I get all of that and send it into Harvest Partners. And then I also do finances for the West Medfield and Portugal districts. So, and I do a lot of traveling. That's what we spend our time doing. We live in Lisbon, Portugal, but we travel a lot. So we're away. We have a little tiny apartment we live in, and we go in and out.
Okay. So,
but we appreciate you. We have wonderful, fond memories of the Missouri District and our time at Pinecrest. And so we're happy to be back. Thank you.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you. Now, these missionaries will be available. They're speaking around the district. Abby is going to be preaching at our church tomorrow in Wright City. John's got to get back to Kansas City, but I am sure they have available dates between now and when they leave. Yes, they do. So get with them. Let me tell you, they are very good. All these missionaries are very good. Over here, you're going to be, where did you say, Ferguson? So they'll be at Ferguson this weekend, so if you want to hear them preach. And then McKillops are going to be at Jeff City Zone Rally, correct? And is that Sunday night?
Jeff City in the morning and then Zone Rally that Sunday night, tomorrow night. At Eldon.
At Eldon.
Yes.
Okay, the Zone Rally is at Eldon on Sunday night. So if you have nothing to do Sunday night and you want to hear them or any of this, or contact them about seeing if they're going to be available. It's a general assembly year, so it's kind of odd. So it was tough, to be honest, when I was trying to find a missionary that could address the immigration issue. At the time when I was looking, I couldn't find one because they were saying it was, they were still trying to put their schedules together. That was last fall, and I need to confirm. But you know, this worked out, I think, the very best, because now we have three missionary couples here, and we get to bless them. If you brought a check today for $25 for each one, as I requested in the email, if you would hand that directly to them, either at the close of this workshop, you can take that downstairs. If you were not able or you didn't get all the memos on that I've been sending out over the last month, you can still do that today. If you have access to a cell phone that's got Wi-Fi or something, of I don't know, mobile data, you can just do a search on Missionary Profile and put their name in there. Right after Missionary Profile, it'll bring up their Missionary Profile page with the Church of the Nazarene. It will have a little thing there that says make a donation. Click it. Base, in my book, is $25, not $5. I think it says $5 on there. Base is $25 from there, whatever. But let them know that you've done that. If you haven't handed them any funds today, I calculated that 64 churches on the district, if each one of these missionaries got $25 from each church, they should have about $1,500 when they leave Values Conference today. $1,500 piece. So we'll see what they have, and I'll announce that in the closing session, but I need you to do that before the end of session 2 workshop so that they can report that back to me from the things that they receive from you. Okay? And we'll see what we were able to do together. So I think that's fun. We're able to do more, I feel like, in this kind of a setting.
Yeah, Taranza? Put it in the email, but Estella overlooked it. Should these checks be made out to their individual names or to general treasurer?
I had to be made out to general treasurer with their name in the memo. That's usually most helpful when you're doing a check. Is that correct?
Yes.
Right. That way it's not reported as direct income to them. It's an offering that the church gives.
Make sure there's a first name involved, too, because there's another Carr family.
Okay, you're right. I noticed that when I was in there. Okay, you want the John and Abigail Carr. Yes. All right, so here we go. All right. Before I go to the next slide, volunteer missionaries that are in here, would you please stand? I think we need to see who you are. I know, Ted, that's you. That's the Reinhardts. Taranza Pringle. Are there any others? These are folks who go out into the field for so many months every year, and they just do it voluntarily. Yes, thank you. And I'm just going to put this plug out there. If you need someone to speak for a missions weekend, there you go. Right here on the district, okay? Be great, all right? Yes, there you go. Okay, and let's see, Lynn Bollinger's not in here, but I introduced her at the main convention, and then in the plenary session, and then your NMI council, if the NMI council would stand, that's, I got Working Witness, Prayer, and Links, okay. Wilma is your Links lady, if you want to hook up with her about anything with Links, which is very important. I'm going to make a little plug here for Links. We are their lifeline. And I'm going to get into more of that when I talk about World Evangelism Fund and the needs for partnerships. Then we have Sherry and Ken Hodge, who deal with our off-district Work and Witness things. And Sherry just came through a rough year with cancer, and she is still our working witness, girl. I'm telling you, girl. Yeah. If you would stand, Sherry, and you had something you wanted to share.
We do. One Heart, Many Hands is a working witness opportunity right before the week of General Assembly. And there is still room available if you have anyone in your church or yourself would like to go. I have some applications on the table down there. Two things that I want to bring to your attention, though, is we need a van to help transport 16 people that we already have for sure concreted in to go. But the problem is all of our churches are still having stuff go on that week. So last year, Wright City took a big group, and, you know, because most of ours, so we kind of, but anyway, so we need a van. So if anybody has a van we could borrow that week, that, you know, we can get up there and get back, that would be great. Trailer hitch on it would be an excellent thing, but not absolute necessary, okay? The other thing is, Pastor Gavin Fothergill from Africa, he's coming in for General Assembly. He's going to be coming to our district the following week, right before, it's actually the week that we're at camp. He's going to be at camp meeting, but the Sunday before, which is July 2nd, right? The Sunday evening became available this week. Where he was booked up, it's not going to happen for them. So if you would like to have Pastor Gavin Fothergill from the Congo for a service, for a meal, for just a small house gathering, be creative. It could be a bonfire, whatever. He's available for that Sunday night. He is still available for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. But I know that that's 4th of July and whatever. But Sunday night did come available. And I had several requests for the Sundays. So just letting y'all know that.
Gavin's the new baby FSE on the Africa District.
What is FSE?
Field Strategy Coordinator.
Field Strategy Coordinator. He had an article in the Holiness Today that just came out, or the latest one, and it was about raising his children on the mission field, and it's beautiful. So you'll want to, you know, if you're not in with that magazine, you need to, because there's quite a bit of missional things that come in through that. Let's see. Okay, so if you would like to take that date for Gavin, that'd be great. He's also going to be at family camp. You'll see him toward the later part of family camp. We're also having at family camp the Run to the Cross, which is a 5K run, walk, whatever you want to do. It's at 6:30 in the morning on Saturday, a family camp. It's $25 entry, or you can just raise some money for the teens that are there and the children that are there to go run for you. But we raised $2,000 last year at family camp for Jesus Film Partnership. And so we're going to do it again, and we're going to up it to $2,500. And it was a lot of fun. I brought a kid from my church that just hardly ever gets out of town and in poverty. And so we took her to family camp, and we're like, you're going to run the 5K, or you're going to walk the 5K. She'd never done such a thing. And just finishing it, just making it, you know, to the big cross at Pinecrest, you know, around the campground, this girl, you'd have thought that she just won everything. She just finished it, you know. But we had a load of fun. So yeah, if you want to support some kids that are hanging out at camp, there's something for you. Let's see what we got next here, because I just really want to just talk, because my brain is overloaded. Okay, NMI, you need to know right now, globally supports 700 missionaries from 50 world areas. It's not just U.S., folks, 50, and then they serve in 162 world areas, and that's powerful. And it's beautiful to watch at Global Convention, too, with all the flags coming in. All right, now what's the difference between, and this is for those of you who are newer, and so some of this may be repeat for others, but Nazarene Missions International, and you have Nazarene Global Missions. There's a difference between the two. The first one, NMI, is more of the, we are educators, we help raise funding to support in prayer and all the other supports here to fuel this, which is Nazarene Global Missions, which is they commission and send the missionaries. But, you know, really, up here is where people realize that they are called. And then they end up applying here. And so this right here generates a lot. And so does this. But I just need you to know that, one, this is the missionary sending, and this is the other educating and empowering and all that other stuff that we're all doing together in NMI. Is that clear? It's kind of simple. So some have asked, what's my goal as the missions leader in council in my local church? And there's four simple things. I don't know if they're going to change the terminology of that at General Assembly. I am not sure. But right now, it's lead your church in prayer. You do that through prayer mobilization line, all kinds of ways, praying for missionaries to disciple. And that could be stuff like going on work and witness trips or just doing missional outreaches in your community, making sure that there are those missions experiences in your church, either locally or globally. Give, which we understand is World Evangelism Fund, which we say in a short way, the WEF, World Evangelism Fund. We also have our partnerships with missionaries, in which we give, and then we have multiple different offerings and ways that we give as well, with our links, with all kinds of ways. Anytime we're encouraging people to give to missions, that's the deal. Give. And then educate. That's in your books, which are just great. We have a wonderful new set that just came out. You've got your curriculum for children, youth, adult. And whenever you give your reporting on your local NMI form as president, when you turn that in to Rebecca, those are mostly those four things that you will respond to. And we want to know, have you done those four things? And that's basically it. It's the form this year was much more simple than past years. Actually, you're kind of a test district. We put it out there to see how easy or difficult that it might be. Other districts haven't fully used it yet. But it really wasn't a whole lot different. It just didn't ask for as many details. So can you give me a little bit of feedback on that new form? Anything, if you're president, much better, very simple.
Easier, yeah.
Yeah, you didn't have to go hunting down how many people read books.
Exactly.
It's just, did you use the books?
We did.
And are you educating? Are you using the curriculums and things like that? So it's like, yes. So it makes it easy to get that report complete.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
So did you say that we can order new missionary books now?
Yes, it's time.
All right.
Yes. You are considered what's called the North Central Region in the Church of the Nazarene, and so our assembly is probably first of all of the other districts, which you would think of as the Mid-American Nazarene group, okay? And so, yeah, we're the first one. Go ahead, order them up. Go to Nazarene.org. You're going to NPH.com, Nazarene Publishing House, NPH.com to order your materials and whatever you need.
Okay.
It's there.
They don't have them today.
They don't have them today. They only have, they didn't bring all that extra stuff. They're really streamlined. So, yeah. But, that's something to think about, isn't it? Yeah. Maybe I'll ask them about something next year. Get creative about that. Okay. So here's praying. I already went through that, your prayer mobilization line links, and also the harvest prayer. I encouraged us to pray, set our phones for 9:35 a.m. and p.m. daily, and pray for it corresponds with Matthew 9:35, where Jesus looked out to the crowd, and he had compassion upon them. They were lost and broken without a shepherd, and he turned to the disciples, and he said, pray that the Lord of the harvest send workers for the harvest field. And so we pray for the harvest, and we pray for workers for the harvest field in your own community and globally at 9:35 twice daily. And I'm seeing change across my district, and I really believe it's because of the prayers of the people. Discipling, these are ways we do that. I've already talked about that. Outreach events, mission activities, raising up students to hear God's call. This is happening. This is really happening. We have students who are called to ministry. They may not know specifically, but they've come to tell me that. I know we've got two that are now going to the call at Mid-America. Two gals from Columbia for a call. I'm not sure if it's specifically missions or just ministry, but it's to God's full-time service. So keep praying for our young people. They are hearing God's call, which is just crazy in the midst of culture, as Scott Daniels was talking about this morning. In the midst of the kind of culture that we live in, they are living a set-apart life, and they are drawn to it. Okay, our giving. Okay, we go. Our World Evangelism Fund versus our mission specials. World Evangelism Fund is a giving that we do as a denomination that leads our denomination missionally. Okay, and we have so many missionaries that are called. There are so many young people that are raised up that now this offering is being, it's like a base offering now. It's getting spread really thin, and it's being used. Maybe a missionary, it just kind of depends on the missionaries, I don't know where they're at in the process or in their ranking as missionary. There's a lot of things I don't understand. I'm still learning because they're trying to figure out how to communicate that the best. They'll be working on that.